Ali C today.
3-4, no tax.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting one lined up for you, because standing by is the one and only Mr. Mike Yeager. He's the chief cheerleader, the founder and president of Mid-America Motorworks. They recently had their Fun Fest. We're going to get the inside scoop on that and see what else Mike has been up to in recent times. Also coming up a little later on many of these Auto World stations coming up in the next hour of the broadcast, automotive journalist extraordinaire, author, speed television broadcaster Matt Stone will be joining us to tell us about his recent drive of the Mercedes-Benz E63 AMG and some other cool stuff as well. We're also scheduled to be joined by a representative of a company with a new product that I honestly don't know anything about, and that's called Wash Drops. But we'll find out together. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 800-259-9231. We're going to throw out a trivia question here. And in honor of our very special guest, we'll make it a Corvette trivia question. How do you like that? Why don't we do that? What was, let's see, how hard shall we make this question? Not too hard. Let's go the route of a... let's go to a C4 question. What was the year that the Corvette convertible came back into the C4 lineup after a little bit of a hiatus? You know, there was a time when the government and many people thought that convertibles were going away forever, and here we are all these years later, and they're all over the place. But the Corvette convertible went away for about a decade, and it returned in the decade of the 1980s. What was the year that the Corvette convertible returned? That's the question. Speaking of all things Corvette, let's go to one of our favorite guys, the founder, as I said, the chief cheerleader, and number one guy in Mid-American Motorworks, Mike Yeager. Welcome to Auto World. How are you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing great. We're having bad reception here.
Oh, we got to tweak the tweakables. Well, maybe we should put you on hold here for a second and have Matt adjust the adjustables, because we can't have bad reception. We got to figure that one out. So, Matt, why don't you figure that out? And meanwhile, we'll throw out that trivia question one more time. The Corvette went away, as many convertibles did, during the decade of the 1970s, and it returned in the decade of the 1980s. It returned in C4 form. What was the year that the Corvette came back into the marketplace? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we also have that poll question out there about the ugliest vehicle of all time. Your personal nominee for the ugliest vehicle of all time. So far, high on the list, the Pontiac Aztec and the Yugo. But what's your personal favorite of the uglies? 800-259-9231, or email me up, Bob Long Radio, BobLongRadio at yahoo.com. I'm also on the Facebook thing at both Bob Long and Bob Long Radio. And now we go back to Effingham, Illinois, the home of Mid-American Motorworks and the hometown of Mike Yeager himself, the president of Mid-American. Mike, do you hear me okay now?
Bob.
Yes. Are you there?
Boy, your volume is just non-existent here.
Really? Boy, that doesn't make any sense at all. Well, let's see if we can do anything on my end to help with the problem. And, Matt, if you want to...
Now, you're a little better now. I even changed phones, but it's still very weak.
All right. Well, we'll work on it as we talk here. In the meantime, The Fun Fest just wrapped up a number of weeks back. I heard it was a huge success, and you had a wonderful concert there by a great gentleman, one of the legends of rock and roll, and one of the guys that made the Eagles what they are, one of the greatest bands of all time.
Well, four-time Grammy winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, New York Times best-selling author, best-selling album of the 20th century, Don Felder of the Eagles. So, yeah, we had a pretty great concert.
That sounds great. And, of course, over the years, you've had so many wonderful people on the stage there as a treat for all the attendees at the Fun Fest, the Beach Boys, REO Speedwagon, the Guess Who. But this year, Don Felder, and I understand he opened with Hotel California, and that would have surprised me as well.
Well, that was just pretty impressive. I had heard demos of him playing as a solo artist and then with the band Hotel California. And it was better than I had hoped for, better than I imagined. And I got to tell you, that double neck strat, nothing sounded better. It was just awesome.
Excellent. Mike, how many years have you been doing the Fun Fest? About 18 or so?
18 years. In fact, Sunday was the 18th, so October 18th was our 18th Fun Fest. And we had a young fellow on stage by the name of Travis Birch. He's a Nashville artist, and he's from Effingham, Illinois, and just cut his first album in Nashville, and there's a song on it that they think may have a chance of being the number one new country artist of the year from Effingham, Illinois, and that was pretty cool.
Hey, that is really cool, and I think it's really cool that you're still in your hometown. I'm from Needham, Massachusetts, and I don't live that far, about 15 miles west of where I grew up, and you know, one of these days I may do a little adventure, some traveling around and live in a couple of other places, but there's nothing like your hometown, and the fact that you've been able to set up business and stay there. You know, not only are you a true American success story, as is shown recently on CNBC, but also, as far as I'm concerned, a hero for staying in your own hometown.
Well, you know, I appreciate everything you say, and I will take that pat on the back. You only said one thing wrong.
What's that?
You said I've grown up. I've never grown up.
Well, that's my wife. As you know, I'm advanced age, first-time dad, and my wife refers to my daughter Lucy and myself as her two children.
Well, you know what? I knew you were a late-stage father, and I see pictures of Lucy all the time. I can't say that you're not proud, though, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. Totally and completely proud, just as you are of your two great boys who have followed the footsteps into the Corvette hobby and are collectors themselves. Matter of fact, I heard, I don't know if it's true, you've added two really special new Corvettes in collaboration with your sons to your personal collection in the museum.
Well, you heard absolutely correctly. We added the 1994 C5 Alpha Corvette, which was a hand-built Corvette, one of 14, that was the first cars after the proof of concept Serve 4, which Michael and Blake also owned, and that was the Alpha car. And as they went through that test program and development, then the next application up was the hand-built beta cars, and we own one of those. And the interesting thing is that these cars were saved by General Motors' historic collection, but mm-hmm. during the dark days of GM, they sold some cars, and you know, thank God that we were able to get Serve 4 and the Alpha and the Beta cars, and we're just so excited to have those cars to learn and teach people in the Corvette hobby how these wonderful, high-performance, high-quality cars really start from the bubble-up process through the Alpha, Beta, the pre-pilot, the pilot cars, and then into production.
That is so true. When we come back, we're going to continue on that subject and talk a little bit more about education and some real cool news about Mike working with the Boy Scouts at this year's Fun Fest. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Fan, Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We got a Corvette trivia question out there, and that is about the return of the Corvette convertible to the lineup. It went away in the 70s, came back in the 80s in C4 configuration. What year was that? The telephone Phone number 800-259-9231. Mike Yeager is with us, chief cheerleader, president of Mid-American Motor Works, and he's telling us all about these two new vehicles added to his collection at the Fun Fest in collaboration with his sons, and really kind of pointing out and showing, you know, educating, that's what we need to do, Mike. I mean, more and more. I mean, Jay Leno is all often quoted as saying anytime he goes to a car show and he can talk to somebody without gray hair, you know, it's a good day for him. We need to get more people educated and turned on and excited about cars and about Corvettes like you and I.
Well, I think the hobby in general is doing a great job of that. I think many, many businesses are aware of it, and you know, certainly Mid-America Motor Works is involved with the National Council of Corvette Clubs on their future Corvette owners, the birth to 18-year-old kids. We have a ride and drive program at Corvette Fun Fest that General Motors comes up and gives the kids new rides in a Corvette. That's kids younger than you and I, by the way. We stand in line and wait. The kids go to the head of the line. And this year we started working with the Boy Scouts of America, having a big camp in on our corporate facilities and kind of shooting to have 500 to 600 kids there next year. And some of the scouts are involved in parking and trash removal, and some of them are earning their merit badges on helping with exhaust installs and other mechanical items. And you know, when young boys see Corvettes, let me tell you, they get excited. With a field of thousands and thousands of Corvettes, there's a lot of excitement in the young guys that are out helping us.
Absolutely. And it's great to get those young people out there looking at the Corvettes and seeing the great lineage of Corvettes, too. I mean, there aren't many automotive icons like the Corvette. When you stop and think about it, this vehicle is about to celebrate its 60th anniversary in production, and that's quite a record, to say the least, Mike.
Well, you know, I think it's the longest continuous sports car. I mean, 60 years, I can't think of anybody that's been doing sports cars longer.
Nope.
Not as continuous. I guess Porsche was in, what, 49? So maybe Porsche's got us beat a little bit. But Corvette stayed true to its initial knitting. And I'm, you know, I'm as fascinated today about the Corvette history and the performance of the car. Each generation of Corvette, the performance gets better and better and better. You know,
absolutely.
You wonder where they can take these cars and still meet cafe standards, but they do a splendid job of doing that.
Can't wait to see the next generation of the Corvette, the C7. There's lots of rumors swirling around about it, but just to keep us all wanting for the latest and greatest for 2012, I know Chevrolet brought out to the Fun Fest the latest limited edition Corvette. This is the Centennial Edition, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Chevrolet. And the really cool thing that they've done with this vehicle, you can get it base, you can get it convertible, you can get it Grand Sport, you can get it Z06, or you can get it ZR1. So no matter what your price range is, you can have one of these collectibles. I haven't seen them up close yet, Mike. You've been really close to these vehicles. Are they cool? Are they as cool in person as it looks on the computer?
Not at all. They're cooler. You know, you don't get up close to them because they're always moving fast. But you know, we're blessed each year that the transport company that hauls all the new Corvettes for General Motors always brings a full transporter load. And some of our new employees at Mid-America that work there but aren't involved in the hobby say, well, why would people want to see a load of new Corvettes? And I said, well, 12 Corvettes, brand new, in one spot at one time is just a pretty awesome sight. And I said, you just wait till that transporter is parked and see the people looking and taking pictures. And each year we have converts that go, now I understand. But, you know, in the 18 years we've been doing this, those first cars are now 18 years old. And if you have a picture of an 18-year-old Corvette, 12 of them in one place at one time, brand new, still in the wrapper, that starts becoming pretty historic.
Absolutely. That is more than historic. And certainly, like you say, one of the great things that you do there at the Fun Fest is not only show people the technology of today and look ahead at tomorrow, but also go back and look at the history. And you have so many different seminars. And I think this year you must have set a new record, because I heard that a little bit earlier today that you had a tremendous amount of seminars. How many all told?
Well, we were over 100 seminars in the 4 days, and that covers everything from thinking about buying their first Corvette to maintenance on some pretty rifled-down, narrowed-down topics on Corvette's performance, restoration, collectability, maintenance, cleanup, just everything and everything in between, the how-tos and what-not-tos.
That's great. And I understand attendance across the board at the seminars was fantastic.
You know, Bob, we were up somewhere in the neighborhood of like 19.7%, but who's counting? We'll just say 20%. Attendance was up. Everything was up. Activity was up. We put in new roads once again this year. So we had more of our 180 acres that were easily accessible on paved surfaces, and we had great fall weather except for Sunday. We had a lawn sprinkler come through, so to speak. We had a little bit of rain Sunday.
Mm. Well, it's bound to happen, and I'm sure it didn't dampen the atmosphere. And as long as it moved through quickly, that was the bottom line.
Well, it moved through. I won't say it was so quick, but you know what? By Sunday, I think everybody was kind of welcoming a little bit of cool down.
Let's talk a little bit about all the different vintage Corvettes on site there. Was there, you know, I know it's so hard, I'm sure, not only to keep track of the number of Corvettes in attendance, but also the wide varieties. But certainly every generation of the Corvette was represented, and probably every year, huh?
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, I see Fun Fest through the eyes of our photographers and videographers as the days and the weeks after Fun Fest happen. You know, I see lots of cars, I walk the grounds, I drive the grounds, but I don't see them all until I look at them through the eyes of our photographers. And traditionally, we will shoot 20 to 22,000 photographs during the weekend of the event. And as those are distilled down, you know, we review them, and I will look at the majority of them. And I see cars, it's like, holy cow, where did that one come from? But you know, each year we have 25 to 35 celebrities each day going out and picking their favorite Corvette.
Oh, wow. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear much more about that. Mike Yeager is with us here on Auto World. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up. I'm Bob Long.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call toll-free 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase. If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Congratulations to Carl, listening in Nevada, who has come up with the correct answer about the Corvette. The return of the Corvette convertible after an absence of a decade. 1986 was the year. Congratulations. And I believe the Corvette went away in 1975. The man who would know the answer is our special guest, our good friend, Mr. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader and president founder of Mid-America Motorworks. Was it 75 or 76 that the Vette convertible went away?
75, and I've only owned three of them over the years. And I've only owned two 86 convertibles of the 300-plus Corvettes that I've owned. But, hey, if you have Carl's address, I'll send him one of my Corvette Bibles.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, my friend. I definitely will get that to you in the next day or so. Let's talk a little bit more about this year's Fun Fest, as you were talking about. I can't believe the amount of photography, the amount of photographs that are taken during the Fun Fest, and you go through and you check them all out. Imagine just the portfolio of colors when you stop and think about all the unique colors over the years.
Bob, we have over 3 terabytes of event photography of Corvettes, all indexed with meta tags of year, cars, events, dates, colors, people, pretty extensive library. So we add to it every year.
Absolutely.
It's pretty exciting when I can put out a request that I need a picture of a yellow 86 convertible. And the response is, well, what year do you want us to have shot that car in? So we have a pretty sophisticated system for retrieving our photos, and I'm blessed with a great photographer that has just a very, very, just a great mind for how to store and retrieve photography.
Absolutely. And you're blessed with a great crew out there at MidAmerica, and you keep growing bigger and bigger. It's amazing when I look at some of the shots of your facility. How big is your warehouse out there? And, of course, you've got the installation facility and the Mike Yeager Museum. You've got a lot of things going on there.
You know, Bob, we've added in the last year another 20-plus thousand square feet of storage space. We've got to be in the neighborhood of a quarter million square feet of office, warehouse, distribution, museum, installation, just, you know, facilities under roof, so to speak. And that's our corporate campus, where our main office distribution center is 180 acres. So we've just added another 30 acres to that since Corvette Fun Fest, because as you well know, my goal is to get a drag strip and a road course, and we keep buying more farmland when it becomes available, and someday, I don't know, my grandchildren will certainly think that I was a smart man, but we keep acquiring property to put together this dream of a road course.
That's going to be great. Well, one of these days, it's definitely going to happen. And speaking of one of these days, we're not that far from the big SEMA show out in Las Vegas, and you're doing something really special this year.
Well, every year we have a car in our booth, and it's normally a brand new car. And this year I decided to bring a vintage car out of our collection. And in 1964, there were about 7 '64 Corvette coupes that General Motors Styling Department did all kinds of styling studies and features to. And of the 7, we own 3 of them. And the car that we're taking this year is Bunky Knutson's personal car, which is a Cadillac Fire Mist Blue with white interior. It has power vent windows, spatial exhaust, two-bar knockoff wheels, blue wall tires. It's got white wall and blue wall tires. But when you're running Chevrolet and you call up Goodyear and you say, I want a set of blue wall tires to match my car, how long did you think in 1964 it took Goodyear to say, would you want those yet today? Or so anyhow, it's a really cool car. It's got a high back bucket seat, spatial custom interior, chrome under the hood, and just all kinds of spatial styling cues to it, and it's going to be in our booth where people can step up. And as you well know, I let car people look at my cars and literally and figuratively touch them. I mean, that's what cars are made for. And, you know, as a collector, I'm probably less concerned that car people are going to hurt my cars. Sometimes people are a little bit prissy with their collector's cars, and I'm mildly particular. But I think car people aren't going to hurt your car, so all the SEMA people are going to see a million-plus-dollar car sitting in our booth up close and personal.
That's going to be great. And I know you've got an upcoming trip. Your Volkswagen business continues to expand, too. And speaking of that, I would imagine the Volkswagen Air-Cooled Fun Fest must be quite an extravaganza as well. And as you noted a little bit earlier to me today, it's not unusual for folks to show up there with not unusual colored vehicles, but unusual colored hair.
Well, I always say at Volkswagen, we have blue hairs to blue hairs. And, you know, it's an extravagant as Corvette, eclectic as Volkswagen, from the owners to the cars to what they do with them. And, you know, one of the things I've learned in life is that car people are car people, regardless of the brand, and they all love a specific brand, a specific model, and certainly we embrace that at the Corvette side as well as the air-cooled Volkswagen side. And as the more I get involved with Volkswagen on the air-cooled side, the more I look at the buses, and the buses are just so cool. As well as the Beatles, and, you know, I like things that move, you know. Something that sits still has no interest to me. Something that moves and is mechanical, that's all right. So that's kind of my car bent. I like things that move, go fast, look good, and other people like.
Well, absolutely, and who could not love a Corvette. I mean, if you, it boggles the mind that, you know, once in a while I'll run into somebody who isn't a fan of the Corvette, but it's only a matter of time before we're going to tip them to the other side because, it's, as far as I'm concerned, the American dream machine. It always will be. And, the Corvette Bible that you're giving to our friend in Nevada is such a wonderful piece of work. You gave me a copy down at the Amelia Island Concours, and I have it right here in my home studio office. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Corvette Bible, Mike.
Well, it was a work of love. It started with John Gunnell and I doing a project together. And from that project, Bob, we did the Corvette Bible, and we're now in our second edition. We sold out the first edition in less than a year, and we went back. And the cool thing on the second edition is that we used every piece of photography out of our library, and many, many, many of the shots are our customers' cars that we know. So that was kind of cool. Then it covers the history of Corvette year by year, and then all the variations of each year. Then collectively, I tried sharing with the readers the strong points, the weak points of each specific year through my eyes, as well as saying, if you buy a 68 Corvette with no motor, no transmission, what would you do with it? Not every Corvette has to be restored. Every Corvette has to be back on the road. If you buy a 68 Corvette and you can prove it was an L88, you better believe me, it needs to be restored. But if it's just an old, worn-out car, needs a new motor and transmission, they make awful cool street machines. So there's so many things that you can do with the Corvette. But I think the key thing is not seeing that first-time buyer get upside down in the car and spend too much money trying to restore it, because that's very, very costly, and then give up on the project. So I...
Absolutely, Mike. Always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Why don't we make sure and give out that official website for Mid-America Motor Works and that famous telephone number.
Well, phone number is easy. It's 800-500-1500. And website is www.mamotorworks.com.
MAMotorworks.com.
That'll get you to the corporate site.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader, founder, president, Mid-America Motor Works, has agreed to hang with us for the rest of the hour, and we thank him so much for that. And Mike, before the hard network break there, you were giving out the website and the telephone that has a very interesting story. The telephone number has a very interesting story about it or surrounding it. Why don't you give out those items one more time?
6:30 dinner.
All right, we're back with Mike Yeager. Mike, before the break there, we kind of ran into a hard network break there, and you were giving out the official website and telephone number for Mid-America, so why don't we reiterate those one more time?
Bob, the website is www.mamotorworks, mamotorworks.com, and the phone number, that easy one, only for you and I to remember, is 800-500-1500. 800-500-1500. You can buy. You can get a free Corvette or a free air-cooled Volkswagen Beetle catalog.
Fantastic. And speaking of the Volkswagen Beetle, I understand in the not-too-distant future you're going to be heading over to Europe. Tell us a little bit about that trip for the Volkswagen side of things.
Well, Bob, at our air-cooled Volkswagen side, we have a new program where we have a value line, a reproduction line, and an OE line. So it could be the same part. It could be a window scraper, and we have the same part and three different price categories, three different qualities, and a little different than our Corvette world. Volkswagen has parts at three. There are Volkswagen parts at three different price levels, and many of our competitors sell one of the three. We sell three of the three and give our customers a chance to pick the one they want. And Laurie, Blake, and I, and Richard Davies from OEV Dub are headed to Europe for 2 weeks, going to visit 24 different suppliers and looking for those original made and NOS Volkswagen parts that we can bring back to America and sell to that very, very unique, specific Volkswagen Beetle and bus lover.
That sounds great. And we never did finish something that we started to talk about, and that's the fact that at every Corvette Fun Fest, you have celebrity judges out there making the rounds. Tell our listeners around North America all about that.
Well, what I started to tell you, Bob, before the commercial break is that you were asked about, did we have one of every generation? The answer is, of course we did. But one of the cars that was selected by a celebrity judge was a 5362 Corvette. And I can't put those together close enough in that they took a first-generation Corvette chassis, and honest to God, they used parts for every year Corvette from 53 to 62 on this car. And I will reserve my personal judgment about it, but somebody loved it. But it had a 53 front end and a 62 rear end, but it had components. And Corvette people know all the various little components from a 58 hood to the 56, 57 scoops on the... It had some of everything. It sounds gaudy, but the guy did a great job. He said, well, I just had a lot of extra parts, so I put them all together into one car. That was unique. So that car alone embodied every 53 to 62 Corvette. But it's surprising how many of the early Corvettes are driven to Corvette Fun Fest. Not as many as the first gen. I say first gen, the 53 to 55, but you get into the 56, 57, up to the 62, we'll have three, four dozen of them. And that's just an awful lot of those old solid axle Corvettes that are brought in for the weekend. And that's a cool thing because that's what lit up my interest in Corvettes was a 62 Corvette, more the vision of it, but more, or the sighting of it, but more specifically, a 1960 Corvette. You know, that's the, you know, when a 12-year-old kid sees the American heartbeat, the Corvette, and thinks of freedom, horsepower, chasing women, racing other cars, you got to think about Corvette. And I had that sighting when I was 12 years old, and I've never lost it since.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231 if anybody has a question for Mike Yeager, Chief Cheerleader at Mid-American Motor Works. Have you set the date for the Fun Fest 2012?
Bob, those are set somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years out at a time.
I'm not surprised.
Who's being specific here? 2012, September 13th through the 16th, we are going to honor the 50th anniversary of the Corvette Stingray.
Oh, wow.
Think about it, 1963.
Yeah.
It went from Corvette to Corvette Stingray. The split-window coupe was new. I mean, the 63 Corvette, better put, the C5 Corvette, made the big splash just like that 63 Corvette did. But next year, 2012, in September, they introduced the Corvette Stingray 50 years ago. So the whole tribute is going to be around the 63 Corvette. We haven't booked a band yet, but I'd love to have the Beach Boys. I would love to have the Little Deuce Coupe here. All kinds of split windows, and then maybe bring in some competitive cars. Maybe some early Mustangs, the Camaros, and, you know, the Dodge Darts, the Hemi cars. All those early muscle cars that was on the street during that 63, 64, 65 time period. You know, when I think the streets in America were on fire with all the muscle cars, and I'm the one that thinks the King of the Hill in 63 was still Corvette. It was the cool car.
Absolutely. I mean, boy, that car is just a timeless icon, to say the least, the 63 Corvette. And
you know, I'm biased as biased can be. And when I try getting around that bias, I still say that the 63 Corvette in the annals of all automotive history is one of the most iconic cars out there. And even though I'm a convertible fan, the 63 split window coupe just has such notoriety, such recognition. And other than the fact that the car has chrome bumpers, and cars today have been without chrome since the early 70s, that car still looks timely on the street today. It really does. So I think one mark when you look at Ferraris, certain Porsches, and certainly the 63 Stingray, well-designed cars are just timeless. And that car, in my books, absolutely fills the bill.
Any rumors that you've heard that you can tell us about the next generation, the seventh generation? There have been rumors of perhaps a split-window edition or an option. Chevrolet seems to be pretty close-mouthed on this. I know some folks who may be working on a book of the seventh generation Corvette, but they're not telling me anything, Mike, so I have to go to you.
Well, Bob, guess what? You're 0-3 here. You got to go back up to bat because you lost on this one, too. If I knew, I would tell you, and then they would kill me later. But honest God, I really don't know. I mean, I've heard 7-speed. You know, we've all heard things about perhaps the moniker Stingray will come back. We've heard the split window and, you know, I think the only thing we're going to see is probably a new generation of Corvette engine. Maybe we'll see a longer wheelbase, a little, you know, to change the ride of the car. I'm certain they're going to have to do something in the driveline side to keep meeting the GM can't, the stupid cafe standards. I mean, you know, we can cook the books anyway. You build electric cars so your other cars can get less miles per gallon. But at the end of the day, they're still going to have to do something to up the mileage. And when I think of a Corvette today, I've got a new Grand Sport, an 11 Grand Sport, that if I drove it as a normal person, or I don't know if there is such a thing as normal, but if I drove it at that typical 65 mile an hour, I'd be getting 27 to 28 miles a gallon in a car with hundreds and hundreds of horsepower. It can kick ass on anything in the street and still get that kind of gas mileage. So I'm pretty happy with the mileage of a Corvette, but I know that the OE people keep having to raise that bar.
I know. They're making it difficult, but let's hope and pray that the performance remains and the technology continues to kind of even the gap there between, you know, I agree with you, especially the 2025 standards, I think, are really over the top. But anyway, Mike, always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Look forward to seeing you at SEMA. And everybody, check out the official website for Mid-America, which is, once again, Mike,
MAMotorworks.com, MAMotorworks.com, and 800-500-1500. Bob, I always love your music.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.